פרק למ and מסכת קיים. כלי סוכס פשיטים תהירים. So כלי סוכס is something which is מדרבנן, חזון רגלית, כלי סוכס מקבל תומה. Since it comes from sand, chol, stone, and klicheres, and therefore the Gemara came along and gave it exerim. There's some chalak in which we made it similar to Lagamri to klicheres, and there are some chalukim. So the Mishnah starts off saying that klischuches, pshutayim is tar. The klischuches, if it's pashut, it's flat, there's no base kibble, it's going to be tar, it's not a kabbatum. Kableim, as a base kibble, it's going to be tummy. That's similar to kicheres, that we say that it has to have a base kibble in order to be tummy. Mitzad acher, the izachot inclusive kicheres, the kicheres is not matamba when you touch me b'chutz, only from the avir. When you machis the tummy into the kichalakli, the schuches is tummy like other kelim, when you touch it, b'im b'fnim b'im b'chutz, that's the Gemara Shabbos, stay in the Gemara Shabbos. Now, what's the reason why it's different? So the Gemara Chas brings up two reasons. One reason is because chichus is likely machis, that if it breaks, you can misaken it. That's a chamid kabbalsim b'chutz, like in machis. But Chum wants to make a chilek between klim b'chutz, which only there are abundant to klim machis, and the reisa, in order you shouldn't burn shum b'chutzim, and therefore that's the reason why he made a chilek that has a din like other kingdom that's tamei b'im b'fnim b'chutz. The other malach is that the chamim were masakin kli suchus because the toiches kabare, the suchus, which you can see through it, and it's not p'nim is near b'chutz. Therefore, it's not the outside is next to the gab, it's to the toich. Therefore, it's tam migaboy b'im b'fnim b'im b'chutz. In the second mahalach is machleis yishenim that do we say it's mamas like kli suchus is a gami like kli cheres, and therefore it will be tamei me'aver. Others that's just a tosfos over there. Tazayin of aleph. The right one says no, because mokh is not becoming tamei me'aver. They weren't machmir with kli suchus with their bonin. That should be toichu begam gam revirim because we more chamid deraisa. They just gave them the toichu kegaboy the kechumah. No, not coming to study in Kriva is, let's say, if it comes Tomei, Migabam, can't do Tvila. So if it's a different Kli Marchis, therefore Kli Marchis, Tvila helps. There's student. Kivager. Mashiach, according to the second Shita, if it's Vitoris Kli Cheres, so therefore Tvila shouldn't help. Because if the Lom, this is a Techa Gabaram, like a second Mahab, has Be'etzem, the Dimon is Lugami, then it's Kli Cheres. The first malach, the reason it's matam is Rabbanu made a hacker, then they make a legama kicharis, they give it in klimachis. So mela, it was midin shar kelim. So mela, tefila is going to work. Nishbru, if it breaks, it's going to be tar. It's not a kavel toma, mekam laba, it's not a refeshimish. Chalos mekim, mekam to mekam laba. If afterwards you go in and make a kelim, then now it's panam chadashis. It's come tumbe, it's not gonna go back to Tumi Yishana. Even though Klimachus is, but that's a bizarre gzera, and over here you don't have the gzera. As according to the second map we said before, it's Pasha why there's no Tumi Yishana, because the Gamri, like Klicharis, just Klicharis and Tumi Yishana, so it's over here, Klischuchus. But like the first Mahalak, that in some ways Klimachus, in some ways Klischuchus. The Yisrael David, since it's only the Rabbanan, so they weren't geyser on Klischuchus is also the Rabbanan, they weren't geyser Zevait. Tavlo, it's a luach like a shulchan, it's kaluta, the card is a base kibble, Klischuchus is going to be tar, since it doesn't have a base kibble, therefore that's going to be tar. Even though we already sent a ration image to Klischuchus, it's Pshutikos is not a kalutamba. The chiddush over here is that just like we find by a pshute, kli'ez is not a kavatoma, but shochan eitz, I'm a kavatoma. So the Mishnah wants to say that's not a kavatoma. What's the reason why? Because kli'zchukis is a dimit kli'cheres, and there aren't goyzer tumba, unless there's a toich of kli'cheres. So since it doesn't have a toich, therefore it's not considered a kli'cheres. Even according to other mahalach, which holds like it's like a Kli Machis, but the Maisa Rabbanan made a Hecker. So I guess this would be a Chilik of the Hecker. Mishnah Levazves, if it has like a Ranit, then it's going to be Tamei. Because then it's called that it has a base kibble. Shulei Akar, Shulei Eskudish, Eskudish, a thing like Tashmash, a Tyrid. The stone I really. Shimushi, Kirsten, a Shavu Shufan, if you misaka them, made the Chalakim Yuchid. Now they're Roy Shem's base kibble. It's not considered Shevi Kli anymore, and therefore it's considered Kenny Gurum, and therefore it's going to be Tamei. Now, the two ways how to understand the Sugya over here. The Rashi understood in the Sugya that it's talking about when the beginning it's broken and it's not so Shimushi, maybe you can hurt your hands. If you're cursing the Shavu, then it's going to be Tamei because now you totally fixed it up. The other Malach how to understand the Mishnah is the Malach of the Rambam. He understands the Mishnah that even in the Reisha, Shad is it. It's Shimushi. But since it's not, Kliskukas was broke, it's not like Kautuma lets us use it for the original Malacha. If you can't use the original Malacha for Malacha Acher, it's not like Kautuma. Because the Karana is not really made to be upside down, and the buses use the base kibble. Therefore, it's considered Shavikim, it's not like Kautuma, even though it's really some Malacha. And even the Baal Mimiyachid it, since you do a Maisha to the Kli, it's going to be Tar. Only afterwards, if you go ahead and did a ma'isa, that could change the shimush of the kli, and therefore it's going to be tami. Mishnah base. As a kalaya tara, it's not a mirror, it's not a kabbal tumba, even as a base kibble, because it's not meat to be kabbal var. Mashinkin, a marabi for machas wouldn't be kabbal tumba, because kli machas doesn't have to be a base kibble to do tami. As kapalaya tami, Tamkoi, which is made into a mirror, is going to be Tamei, because it still stays really Kavatuma. It's not Bevatel of the original Shimush. And since it has a base kibble of the Kavadvarim, it's really Kavatuma. You know, you're Miyachid for something which is not meant to be Mekabel, but since when you get a Tumma, something goes to the Tumma Makshava, it doesn't go into the Tumma, it's really Maisa. So it's really Kavatuma, so the mats of a Yuchud is not going to change, and therefore it stays tamei. But tchila also shemets kvayi Torah. Rather, if you originally made the tamei for that, it's not a kabbal tumba, because it's not made to mekabel dvarim, and therefore it's not going to be mekabel tumba. Taver, you have like a spoon, shenosh shulchan, im mekabel koshu tamei. Im lav, kimi tamei yechem in Torah. If it has a base kibble, so then it's going to be tamei. Even though Reiv is not Mekabel and it's, but it's, if it keeps Epis and Masho, it's going to be Tamei. If not, if it can't hold anything up, Samei Mechleik, Zekiva, and Yechiv, and Yechiv, Kiva holds Tamei, because since it's a Kli Yeshiv, Kibble, even though right now, when it's on the table, everything will fall out, since if you hold it up in Mekabel Tumah, hold it, therefore, it's Mekabel Tumah. Since it's mu'ud to be held by a person, therefore it's mitam yechidu star. Because since it can't hold something by itself, therefore it's next to the base kibble, and therefore it's going to be tar. Even though we saw it before in the parak beis mishaches, lapid is really called tuma, even though it's also the kavadrama kusil levacher. That's why the right said to kli machlis. Shenkin we did it with kisku, it's more machmer as a bait. Koish nifkem rubay tar. If it's Nifkan Rubai, so then it's Ice Kli and it's going to be Tar. Nifkan by Shlush Rubai. For three Pugam is Tanis, up here, Roiv of the Shatach. Ayayna is also going to be Tar, even though Roiv still stays inside of it. So then, still, it's going to be Tar. The Kiddush is that even though the Kli itself could hold the Mayim, hold the Mashka, since you can't drink from it, since Roiv of it is Nifkan, and it's not considered, that part can't really steal. So therefore, that's considered a kli, which is shever, and therefore it's going to be broken. Second chilek is that even a rav is not broken, but since the three pergumas are split up in a ravid area, so therefore it's not so shimushi, and therefore it's going to be tar. Shemunayim mefazi was rav mayim tar, shemunayim machamu and tanakama. Tanakama is that if it's Ruvay Nifkam, it's considered Tar. Shimon holds only a Pegimah, which Grim is the Ruiv of the Kuis, to spill out from it, it's not a Kavotumah. So Shimon, the Mishnah kind of points out, even going to a Shimon Kli Sukkah is more common than the Kaisis. The other Kaisis comes in another called Tumrak if you bought them with Tashish and Lagami. Over here, Shimon holds that Rav of the Shimish's bottle is going to be bottle. So Shimon is for sure Chilik and Tanakama. That Tanakama holds that's Tali in Shtia, and Shimon holds that's Tali also in if it's it's that if it's still Makabel, then it's going to be Tami. Nikiv at a hole, but also and even when sacking the hole, being bebats, being bezafes, it's mitar, because since these are not roy the kabbalists, roy for kisuchas, it doesn't help. But he says bebats is tummy, that it's a good stima. Mashenke, and if it's bezafes, then he's moy that's not a good stima. Tumahach, what's the rest of Tumahach? What's trying to raise it? Is he raising all that is good? Stima. The pshat is. That be'etzem, it's tummy as klisuchis. Ah, it's nishma. It says, no, the steamer makes it. That's not it's a nishma. Somehow, the Rash says that he holds that it helps to be stirring the kais, which must be tummy, is the maimed. They go basar maimed, and therefore the kais is kabo tummy in a toyot, like a dinner klimachis. Mr. Dalat, slichis katana, shanato pia tomea, you have a slichis of skuchis. So if it took the pia, it's going to be tar because. Sorry, it's tame, it's still called roi the shimash. Same thing if it's kdeilos not the pia. If it's a big one, it's going to be tar because it's not called a shimash anymore. And the darker person is to throw it out. The reason why is because a big one you have to hold two hands, one at the bottom, one by the pia. If the pia is broken, you're not going to use it, you can crack your hand. Shankin, the smaller one, a person could still use, therefore it's going to be tame. The other malach is just pasha heavy, the big one is much heavier. So if it's much heavier, therefore you have more stuff in it, the person's afraid to use it, because it's going to fall out, it falls. Shankin, a smaller one, a person not so nervous about. Shal Python. It's not to be a term, it's she serechas is a yad. Python is like shaman farsamin. It's like a boisim, which person used to smell it. So they used to put it into small jugs. They put their hands in order to take a little shaman in order to smell it. If it once the pia falls off, so the person's not going to use it anymore because you can hear your hands. And therefore, it's going to be tar legunim or kadim, dem shatapim, tmeim, sakin and kvashim. Since a person is kribis, vegetables and salt in it, and leave it over there, so therefore, even though the tap is broken, it's still something which is ray. The shimash. Hapakish was skuch tar, it's like. It's something which they, like a funnel which they put in, it's very wide on the top and more now on the bottom. On top of the rechayim, they put kitim in and one time goes in. So it's next to the base kibbutz, since on both studim, both sides, doesn't have a shame base kibbutz, and therefore it's tar. Amr of Yisi, Shrech HaKelem, Shrech HaMasech HaSkelem, Shechasev Tumah, Yosef Taira, Stal Tumah, and end up with Taira, it's a Simen Davar, and therefore it's Shrech. So in front of Yitzhak Yosef, the Hakas Hashrach Mendes and Tumah, he did before Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was Misan Mishnayis, and Chari didn't see the whole Nusach of Mishnah. So the Torah says that about it, there were a lot of Nuschoyis, so for a Rabbi, they already had Mishnayis. Rabbi just like fixed it up and added stuff and took stuff out. And about the words themselves, it's canon before, which had before and after. Hajjalach was Sechas Kelim, Hajjalach.